This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
Several northeastern states remain in the grip of severe floods and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. Mr. Modi expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chaten in Lachen. The Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Chaten. Here are more details from a correspondent.
The evacuation mission at North Sikkim will resume tomorrow morning. Today, after evacuating 34 persons, rescue mission had to stop due to the inclement weather. But importantly, Indian Army's 112 Brigade established a vital foot road between Lachen and Chaten today, enabling airlifting from Chaten tomorrow morning. Mangan District Administration informed that there are 130 to 150 tourists are still stranded at Lachen. There is no network connectivity at Lachen, but they are all safe. Efforts are being made to restore the mobile connectivity. The Sikkim government has officially declared the situation at North Sikkim as a disaster. The tourism department has issued advisory for tourists that roads to Lachen and Lachung are temporarily closed due to the landslides, but there is no problem in visiting other places in Sikkim. Governor Om Prakash Mathur visited the Singtham today to monitor the situation. Governor urged the local people to remain vigilant and also instructed the administration to provide all support to them. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Maharashtra School Education Minister Dada Bhuse today announced that the state will introduce basic military training for students from class 1. He said this decision is intended to nurture love for the country and instill habits of regular exercises and discipline, which will benefit students throughout their lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to inaugurate the much-awaited Katra-Srinagar rail link on Friday from Katra, marking a historic milestone in Jammu and Kashmir's rail connectivity. The Prime Minister will also dedicate the iconic Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway bridge, to the nation. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the first cable-stayed railway bridge, the Anji Khad Bridge, in Riyasi district. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to field against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the Summit clash in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Ahead of the much-awaited game, some enthralling performances took place in the grand closing ceremony. At the ceremony, tribute were paid to the Indian Armed Forces as a mark of gratitude for the successful Operation Sindoor. Iconic singer Shankar Mahadevan and his team delivered a soul-stirring performance to honor those who served in the Operation Sindoor. And that is the end of this news bulletin.